When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week's episode is Kate and Mandy back from COVID land with a happy episode just for all of you.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
We're still not in the room where it happened.
I'm in the room where everything happened.
You are.
A lot of time in bed.
In the room where you've spent the last week.
12 days or whatever. Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, I'm back. Thank you for doing a beautiful job with Eliza. I listened this morning. It was awesome.
No worries. It was weird.
I'm bummed I couldn't be a part of it, but you did a really great job.
I just think solo interviewers, whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah, we've never had to do
no,
it.
No, never.
Yeah, not, and I'm probably going to have to do it one
you
day.
You probably
too,
are, because so. Surely the big spicy coffee's coming for me. So yeah. Both of my work boys have got it. Great. Awesome. Yep. Once again, we can't work.
Yeah, you're surrounded.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
it's
everywhere.
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 I mean, even seeing Constance Hall getting it in Perth.
I'm oh, like, she well, got it.
Know. Yeah, she just put it on this morning, and I was like, her whole family. I'm like, okay, well, it's. If it's not just here in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
No, it's everywhere. Everywhere.
Obviously, I know that. But
I know, but it just feels like it's in your, our little pocket.
It just felt so intense. Yeah.
I was listening to Norman Swan on Coronacast, and he was saying at the first round at the start of January, it was the more working class areas, right? And they don't know why, because we were all out and about. And then
the essential workers.
This round it's just – it's all the middle class and affluent Everyone. Areas. So, strange, but yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird too because
we made it. Molly is obsessed with the oxygen monitor. Oh. She is putting it on her finger all the time now. And I said, look, just call me when it gets below 92. That's what it says here on the piece of paper. Yep. We worry when it gets below. So she woke up in the middle of the night. Something had bitten her. And then she said she couldn't breathe. So I said, look, just whack that on your finger.
So are you going to keep
it? She's got it beside her bed. Yeah, we keep it. Yeah, we got delivered it by Eastern Health. So we got phone calls every day. Some days I couldn't answer it. We were really well supported. And, look, I've seen her sicker in her life, to be honest.
Yep.
So
well, thank God for immunisations.
Yeah, that's just the truth. Yeah, that's right. Mm. So we got through it. It was just so weird thinking, okay, we've got it, and we stayed home for 2 years, and now no one cares.
I know. That's the really weird thing is you go out, the city's sort of bustling again. There's no masks. No, and there's no density limits, and you're like, but actually there's more COVID than there ever has been. Yes. But also we're immunised and the hospital rates are low. Yes,
that's right.
But
that's right.
It's still weird, and I know
it's just a bit of mind. Excuse the word fuckery. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're scared of it, as we should be.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And I thought, well, I'm triple vaxxed, and it knocked me around.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Today
we were sad.
I put a call out into the Hangout to just say I cancelled. We had two interviews booked today, but we just cancelled them because I'm just.
Well, we just didn't know.
We didn't know. No, because I've had all these nausea.
It can last for a long time.
And it's just creeping up on me. And no one needs to hear about it. But it's not been pleasant.
No.
I have to say. So anyway, I put a call out to the Hangout to say Kate's idea was let's just do a lighthearted episode. And so we just said, tell us all the good things that are happening at the moment. What's been happy? What's been you've enjoyed this week at the moment? We've got so many comments. So, oh,
lovely, because the peas are beautiful. But I think what they're all thinking is, how's the weather in Melbourne today?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's freezing.
You tell me. All I can see is overcast.
It's cold. Yep, it's cold.
Yeah, I've got the heater on, actually.
Yeah, I've got the heater on. We've had a glorious, unlike the rest of Australia that's been raining, we've had a glorious few weeks. So, yeah, but it's cold today. That's okay. Yeah. All right, there you go, Annalise. I know you would be like, oh, I can't believe they didn't mention the weather. So we've done it, and now we can get to our beautiful comments.
Do you want me to start reading?
Yeah, so we just wanted people to tell us what, you know, gets them going because Mandy hasn't been able to go.
Well, I haven't been able to go anywhere, but, okay, I'll just start. Obviously, I could watch TV shows.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I watched all of Bridgerton. That was a big deal coming out.
Was it as good as the last one?
Well, I'm no TV reporter, and I haven't read the books, right? So I understand this from an outlander perspective when I'm a book reader and then people go, it's not as good as the books.
Yes.
Right. So a lot of people have said that, but for me, lying down, just watching something with beautiful costumes and the scenery of England and the flowers. There's flowers everywhere. Like it was just a feast for your eyes. But it obviously wasn't as steamy as last time. That's okay. I couldn't really handle that anyway. But
you had fevers of your own.
Actually was great because I could watch it with the kids next to me. Yeah. And I didn't have to really hide.
Mum did say to me, oh, the new Bridgerton's out, and I've told my friends who don't like sex in movies that it's much, much better than the last one. So I was like, is it going to be boring?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay, and I get the franchise of it. And the books awesome. And everything, so I will watch it. I will watch it anyway, so who cares? It was lighthearted.
Yeah, we need a break.
And just the music and the, just the costumes. I mean, I'm obsessed with what people wear and how it makes them look. And two of the lead girls were Indian, so their skin and then the colours that they put them in, I was just like, oh, she looks incredible. So that just was a feast for my eyes.
Yeah. And
so
it's like rewatching Pride and Prejudice, which I actually had written down as one of my happy, like if I'm, like this is getting overwhelming and I've got to iron for 4 hours or anything, the original Pride and Prejudice with Colin Firth.
Yes.
That's 5 hours. Nothing put that baby on in the background. Happy place.
Exactly. So it's just an upgraded version of that in terms of the stunningness of the costumes and the scenery.
I'll give it a go.
Also, I bought on Gazebo because I've been talking about Anne of Green Gables.
Yep.
And there is the whole series called Road to Avonlea. And I never watched that because it was never really I think it was on our TV, but I just missed it. Anyway, you can rent it or you can buy it. And so I said to Miss Eleven, who was in bed with me, let's watch this.
Yeah.
Because she was just a captive audience because she couldn't move. Anyway, the third episode the third episode, Rachel Lynde and this old, old man who she visited had to go into quarantine for 14 days because he had scarlet fever or something. And so it was the perfect episode. They had a sign on the door saying quarantine, and then there was a man at the front, like a policeman, and I stayed out the front for the whole 14 days.
We wouldn't have got it
into the house.
I wouldn't have really appreciated
it. I would never have got that.
No, no.
And there was two little kids in there, and then so they were stuck in there as well, and it was people were bringing food on the horse and buggies, and I just wouldn't. It was just the most perfect episode, and so then I could say, oh, well, at least we have people dropping stuff off not on horse and buggy. And imagine being stuck in a house with Rachel Lynde for 14 days.
Imagine. And I don't think there was any Uber Eats or DoorDash.
No, that's right. So it was absolutely gold. And then I said to her, would you like to watch more? She said, I'm just a bit done with olden days things, Mum. I said, okay.
But she will always remember it.
I know. Yeah. I know. I mean, anyway, yeah. Anyway, that's about it for me. Also, people gave us gifts. People bought us meals. You know, my sister came and spoke to me through the window every day. She said, you look like you're in jail. I was like, yep.
My friend
Natalie made us a pack, and Anna Green gave us afternoon tea with some raspberry cordial and some biscuits. So we put that in some wine glasses and pretended to do that. I mean, thoughtful people.
Oh, yeah. And I think I haven't been back.
I also had people say, I want to help you, but I don't want to overwhelm you. So then I could say, I don't need anything.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And that's one of the reasons
we
didn't really tell the peas either, because I just thought, I don't want you getting overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed.
With beautiful, beautiful people that care, but it's still like you're sick.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I really was.
Don't want to have to answer messages and all of that. So
No. Yeah. Go ahead. What about you?
Oh, so I was thinking about, you know, what do I do when I, you know, like apart from Pride and Prejudice, which my mum also does, and I've read the book a lot of times, but something that I also love rewatching is Dairy Girls, because that makes me laugh. It reminds me of all the stories my dad told about and all my cousins growing up in Ireland with all the troubles and it's just so funny, and the whole Catholic Protestant thing, and there's so many things that I relate to. And I think there's a new series coming, which is pretty exciting. But
I've never watched it, but isn't that the girl from Bridgerton in it?
Yes, Nicola? You should watch it, man. Yes. It's so great.
I should.
Oh, Dairy Girls, love it. I love it. It's really, really funny. So that's often a, you know, like I'm a comforting thing. And I think this year, because I've been going through a few, you know, things, being separated, I don't really have the energy to invest in anything new.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing.
Yeah, it's like diagnosis time. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm like, I will get to that, but in the meantime, I'll just watch reruns of CSI Las Vegas, you know? And the best thing is, if I've got this really funny thing, like if someone on the CSI team is going to get hurt or whatever, I just don't watch that episode. I'm like, no, I can't see that today.
Yeah.
So when they're old episodes, you're like, yeah. Flick through that. So
yeah.
And obviously music. Hilltop Hoods has a new song out called Show Business, and you know, I love them. So yeah, I've been listening to that a little bit too, but
lovely.
Yep.
That reminds me, my friend sent me a song called Brighter Days, and it was just, I just had some tears. I was like, yep, there will be brighter days.
Absolutely.
The world will change. So don't you worry, there's still hope left. If the pain gets heavy, if you need a friend, I'll be holding you steady. My love won't end, and I'll be counting the seconds until we meet again. Yeah, there's going to be brighter days, and I'll keep you lifted when you're losing faith. There's going to be brighter days.
Wow.
Though it seems distant, know the world will change to brighter days, know you've been running by now. It's time for your breakthrough. I'll tell you something. It's not all for nothing. It's true. Hey, you'll see it soon. There's going to be brighter days. I was sobbing, and she's like, I'm so sorry. Now I'm listening to it again and I'm crying too. But you know, when you've got a friend who sends you a song.
And it's the just right a gift, thing. Right? Yeah. And
it's gift enough.
For those people, and I haven't had to go back into COVID isolation yet, but we've already done 2 years in Melbourne. Sydney's done a pretty bad year. I know lots of Australia have had little lockdowns, but I think just me seeing Mandy in the house, I was like, oh, this is Like if it had been the first time, we probably wouldn't have thought about it, but we're just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I know there are people going through much, much worse and people have got families in hospital. And I don't want to.
That's right.
But it's just the back in the house in these four walls.
It's just not, it's not best practice, Mandy.
No, no, it's not.
It's
well,
not,
you know what the sound engineer did say to me? Have you told Mandy that she probably needs a growth mindset?
Yes, I was about to say I need the growth mindset.
I said, no, I didn't think it was really the time to bring it up.
Well, it's been a hard week.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's read,
some
of this, yeah?
Yep. All right.
I'm addicted to the TV show Below Deck at the moment. It's the only thing I want to watch when I'm stuck in a bedroom with my boys who won't sleep unless I'm in the bed with them.
Oh, I hear you.
A massive win in our house has been hearing that twin mum calls out his friends' names at childcare. It was so beautiful to hear his educator tell me that yesterday. And while both my twins love singing, just this morning, twin two has learnt to make the animal noises when I'm singing Old MacDonald.
Oh.
I stop and pause and he does the noise for cow and horse and it's so beautiful.
Oh. Listen,
milestone.
That is a milestone. And if any of you peas are having a bad week or you're in ISO or COVID, hasn't that made you feel amazing?
Yes. Like, that's just the beautiful. Best story. We all know it.
Best story. Okay, we've got this one. This is pretty awesome. We got to see Hamilton. Oh,
yay!
You must be a Melbourne P, I would think. P Shoot,
yes, she is.
Who knows the entire thing by heart and even read Hamilton's essays during lockdown, cried and cried from the plot points to just actually being there.
Oh.
I know. I had tickets booked for Sydney, but, you know, Sydney went into lockdown. My gosh. Just seeing live theatre, I think you're like, oh, because it's so profound and so amazing and such a privilege, I know, to be able to do it.
Yes.
And then we just had it all taken off us for 2 years. And, it's incredible to see it back. Just to see people milling around.
I used to cry at the Facebook concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would just be like, I can't believe I'm here. And it's the theme song.
Oh,
you know, so people get overwhelmed in all sorts of ways. But Hamilton's a big one.
Oh, Hamilton is a big one.
The actors are not sick.
Yep.
You're allowed in the theatre.
Oh.
We're allowed out of our houses. Like, there's a lot to celebrate in that.
I was talking to Dion from Welcome to Patchwork because we were talking about, I don't know how we got onto it, but he was saying that from the Adelaide Festival, they were saying, or the Fringe or whatever, people are booking their tickets later and later before shows.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
I was saying, of course, because every time I book something, I just think, oh, well, I wonder if I'll actually be able to go.
Might happen. Yeah, and we don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, or even I think it's not even the money, even though I don't have a lot. It's the getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, because you can get a COVID refund if you bothered jump through hoops. But it's the whole – yes, I'm definitely going. Oh, no, I'm not. Someone's got COVID or one of the actors has COVID or, you know. So, yeah, the fact that that was really interesting that, all these shows with all different artists, they were sold out but not till a couple of days before when people are like, right, we can actually go. So stressful time for performers, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And that'll probably be the same for us.
Yeah.
With our live shows. So.
Yeah.
Okay, loving Bridgerton. Just discovered it. My Christmas present finally arrived, a charcoal smoker.
Wow.
Loving that I can make yummy food for my pea shoot and our more adventurous taste to share with friends again. Loving that we got our after diagnosis for my pea shoot. He's not just difficult or me a crap mum.
No, you're not.
And that we can explore hypno and other gentle approaches to ease his stress. Loving pea shoot's English teacher who rang me to tell me how well he's doing in English this year. Loving that he provides clear instructions, makes my pea shoot feel safe and understood, that he sees what pea shoot is capable of, and that he has a therapy dog.
Oh.
High school has been an absolute shit show, so this has given me a glimmer of hope.
Oh. Yeah. Listen to that, Peaches. I know you have had a hell of a year. Like, I know they're considered essential, even if they've got people, they've got to go to work. It's just been incredibly difficult for our teachers and Peaches, and we really – feel sorry for you, and we know lots of schools are back to remote learning in Victoria for a week or two, and it's so tricky. But I actually got a phone call from the school a couple of weeks ago just from the year level coordinator saying the boys are doing great, and it's a balm to your soul. So I know you're exhausted and you don't want to ring parents and all that, but when you do it, just know that it stays with us for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you when you do.
And to get a diagnosis, it helps.
Huge. It really is.
Yeah. And to have something to go, okay. You know, in that feeling of, it's not me.
No, it's not you.
I'm not the shittest mum in this suburb.
Absolutely not. Am I in your suburb?
Yeah. No, actually. I've got the same postcode.
Okay. This week we celebrated finally getting our school on board and accountable with blended feeds for our son. It might have taken the dietitian and I putting the hard word on them, but now they know it's not a joke, and unhelpful comments of needing to send a sandwich to help get off the tube will never be said to us again.
Good.
The dietitian rocked the interview and very professionally put them back in their boxes for me.
Oh.
So, and she says, this is such a strong community, and having a space to vent with people who are supportive and understand and can give such great advice was just what this mama needed. And it is a beautiful community.
That's right. She'd posted in the Hangout about, tricky stuff at school
tricky
with the tube feeding.
Stuff.
Honestly.
Just wrecked them comments left, right and centre. Some I can forgive and some I find it really, really tricky too. And that was, you better read the next one, Mandy.
There's no joke.
Yeah. It's about your favourite place in the
whole
world.
Hopefully your family's feeling better. Oh, yeah, this is funny. We finally, after 3 years of planning, got married.
Woo-hoo!
Best day ever. Oh, and the stay at Sage Hotel was magnificent. Hubby said it felt like we were overseas. And the best part, he was able to shoot down to Coles at 7:30 the next morning and buy me Panadol, water, coffee and sanitary products because, of course, my period came the day of the wedding. Sorry, TMI. Sage Hotel is the one local to me that I went to just so that I was close to home and I could actually just lie in a bed for 24 hours. So I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the practicality.
It's right above a shopping centre, like literally above the car park.
You could see my house. It's got no view.
No.
It's got no charm.
It says views to the Yarra Valley. Views to the railway line.
There was maybe views to the Yarra Valley when it was first built, but not now because there's
apartments
all these
everywhere.
Who cares? You shut that door and you're in that room.
It is close to Coles.
So, yeah, that's right. I'm getting your period on your wedding day. That's right up there.
That's a real pee moment, I've just got to say. But good on you. 3 years of planning the wedding.
I know she got there.
It's been so tricky for people.
Yeah.
My gorgeous 14-year-old is a musical theatre junkie, but chronic illness has kicked her butt. She's just auditioned and is Quasimodo in our community choir production. The director said her talent makes it easy to make adjustments so she can shine. That's how it should be. It's easy to make adjustments. We can do this.
Yes.
You know?
That's all we want to hear.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. Please let us know how she goes. Bridgerton is back and light and easy. Take care of yourself. Yes.
Yes.
That's right. It was light and easy. That is true.
There's going to be lots of Bridgerton comments on here.
Yeah, I think so. It was, because for me it came out of nowhere the first season.
Oh,
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know it was a book series. So, it was such a joy.
Isn't it unfinished? Am I wrong? Is it unfinished? It's an unfinished book? No, that's the other one.
No. She's got no, because there's a book on every child.
That's right.
Eight kids in the family.
Sorry. I'm thinking of that other one that was
Bridget
on.
Bridget and Peebles.
Sanditon.
Sanditon. Like, yeah, I'm waiting for that second one.
Yeah, so that was an unfinished book.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why people are like, I don't think she would have written it like that. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, it was Jane Austen's last book, was it?
Yes. Sorry.
I watched Sanditon too. Anyway, I'm up for them all.
Yep. If it's got a tin in it, Mandy's watching it.
Apart from Outlander. Anyway,
Outlanderton.
How much period. But I wrote in my book club group, I was just like, when all else fails, period drama.
It's been
a winner for me.
Selling for years and years and years.
That's right.
So there's something about it that we love.
Yeah, because I've been watching The Gilded Age as well, and that's just been unbelievable about New York. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Anyway, I'll read. Oh, you're reading the next
This
one.
Is funny. It's also about Bridgerton, but I think it'll give us a chuckle. I'm also loving the new season of Bridgerton and trying to find time to watch it by myself. Also, it is making me laugh and remembering the time I was watching the first season on a car ferry with my youngest daughter asleep in the back. It was one of the steamy scenes, and I didn't think through properly that I had it on my car audio. Looked up to find 360-plus men standing near my car giving me strange looks. Oh, sorry you were anxious, Mandy. It's a really strange time. Take care. It is a really strange time. But that is a great story. You know when people pull up to you next to you in your car park at IGA and they're on their phone? You're like, I can hear every word you're saying. Turn it down when you're not driving.
Yes. Mm. Yes, so, I do.
But I would have preferred to hear Bridgerton.
Oh. Was it on the ladder or the staircase? Which one? I want to know. Good news. This is 14. Teenager has been much more delightful this week. Like, we haven't had a single fight or argument. The 14-year-old has been a lot with so much of normal teenage angst seriously exaggerated due to his brain working differently and making some of that angst really hard to process. To have my happy and relaxed kid back is a delight for all in the house. Mm. Number two, the oldest pea shoot has been writing numbers, discernible numbers, all by herself with a tiny bit of hand over hand. She is so proud of herself and beaming, and we are proud of her too. Her joy in each day is ours. Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Three, the oldest also finally slept a decent bunch. We haven't had good sleep since Saturday night, and Tuesday into Wednesday didn't sleep a wink. But very late last night, she let sleep come and embraced it. Thank fuck. I needed it. I still wake to check on her, but to actually sleep solidly for hours was bliss. I totally understand that after this week, for sure. Four, the happy hairbrush has stopped tears on my daily in my house. Five, my middle child is so protective and patient and caring to her elder sister. She is just the most empathetic and considerate young carer. She has blossomed this year at school as a leader. She has matured so much in her confidence to her schoolwork. On top of that, she's just been such a constant for her big sister. This is no easy thing. At 11, her 16-year-old sister needs lots, but she is always there to help her. Oh, gosh. And always with patience and love.
Wow.
She actually advocated for her sister with both her older brother and with some families at school whose little ones had seen her big sister have a seizure from the mouth of babes. But she was able to tell them about her sister and her brain. And rather than be upset or offended, she was just teaching them, she said. It was so lovely.
Oh, wow.
I'm really moved by that.
Yeah.
After basically 17 years as a stay-at-home mum pretending to work for my partner's business as I just did his admin from home, that's not pretending.
No.
I just got myself a small job, one I lean into and one I really enjoy.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, P.
Thank you. That's
so much.
That was beautiful. Made my eyes all fuzzy and I couldn't read the words.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, okay. This one I love. K-dramas are my sanity at the moment, Korean TV dramas. So melodramatic and fabulous. The historical ones have beautiful costumes and scenery, and it's prompted me to start learning Korean on Duolingo, which is a great distraction, although it's a pretty random and irrelevant to my real life.
That is one of our friends.
And she is going through absolute hell, may I just say.
She is.
Yep. There is terminal cancer in their house. So if she can get through it with a K-drama, I think we should all probably pop them on.
I think so too.
Good advice.
Good advice. And my friend ran under there. I have a higher degree in Korean and these days only use it for freaking people out in shops and restaurants.
Last night I went out for dinner with friends and one of the girls is fluent in Japanese and there were people on the table that were being really, really, really annoying and she said, why don't you all speak Japanese? I was just like, it must be so great to break out into another language and just bitch about people.
Totally.
Not bitch about people, but you know what I mean.
No. Well, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't, so we had to wait till we got in the car.
I loved your episode of Weepies. It was so good to hear your love of Anne and friendships.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Have you listened to
that? That was fun doing that.
Episode P's, Mandy was on the Weepies. Of course she spoke about Anne of Green Gables. What else can she speak about?
To talk about?
Nothing.
It was really fun and I felt like I took over their whole episode, so apologies to them.
I think that's what happens when one of us goes on a podcast, so... We're just so comfortable behind the mic.
I was just like, okay, right, let's go on, let's get started.
I'll ask you three questions and then you can interview me.
Yeah.
Good news is recently discovering your podcast. I'm still back with you in 2019. Oh, sweetie, lovely, lovely human, maybe skip through some of the snap peas when we're in lockdown because we were a bit grumpy. I've still got a few to get through. It's like therapy for all the birth NICU diagnosis trauma that I haven't stopped to process yet. Yep. And then hearing you are going to be at the expo at my son's school in May, feeling a bit flustered at the thought of meeting such celebrities. Oh, yes, we are. We're back doing some live gigs, which is so lovely. Yep. Anyway, come up and say hi. Anyway, scoring my $5.35 ticket to the expo really made my day yesterday. I mean, obviously very expensive. Having the post-COVID swabbing exemption and having it extended to 8 weeks. Oh, 8 weeks without pinning kids down.
Yes.
That is a holiday. She's right.
Yes. I know.
You've got that now. 8 weeks,
I'm
baby.
Invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel invincible.
Having a random day off with Peashoot for his 5th birthday, I never realised just how much time we spend in therapy / kinder / appointments. Absolute joy to sit with him for a few hours with no pressures.
Yes.
He got his first Lego set for his birthday and his Lego skills have blown me away. I think we'll be scheduling more medical free days. Yeah, Mandy's the queen of this.
Yes.
She's a very big advocate
for it. Oh, my gosh. Well, it took me a long time to learn, but I just, you know, therapy can have days off.
Yep, like, everything honestly. Does. Yep, it's okay to say no.
Everything. It's okay. Yep, it won't matter. You won't look back in 10 years and think, shit.
No,
you won't. You'll actually remember this moment. Think,
remember the Lego days, 5th birthday.
Yes, that's right. Beautiful. Well, we can't wait to meet you. And so great to be able to get back out with the peas. I just want to be with peas in the wild as much as I can.
I know. Cannot wait.
Yep. Shows we love, Killing Eve.
Oh, people love Killing Eve.
I love season 1 and 2, but I couldn't get into this. But maybe it's just been maybe I need a growth mindset.
Yeah, maybe you do.
But I just couldn't quite cope with season 3. Anyway, last season on ABC iView, I've watched some of As We See It on Prime and enjoy it. I also love an Irish comedy set in the 80s called Bridget and Eamon on Prime.
Ah,
okay, you might like that.
Yeah.
The 11-year-old and I love Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah.
Maisel. And last lockdown, I binged all of ER and it still holds up and was absolutely delightful.
One of my friends told me yesterday she's binging ER.
ER again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Foxtel, we love Bake Off. Me too. Mm. Legendary was old, but we loved it. I love Trash, so Summer House and Shards of Sunset are my jam. On Devo, I can't get my final season of Better Things, the best show. I still tell all to watch I May Destroy You, a fantastic show. One kid is doing Riverdale, one Brooklyn Nine-Nine, one original Pokemon cartoons, and all you Simpsons as a comfort. I love them. On Disney Plus, my partner is a Star Wars fan and he also watched Dope Sick. What that is. If you have Prime, go back in time and watch Pushing Daisies. I love The Pie Maker. I'm sure we are watching more, but I can't think of it. Sending good juju and healing vibes. Oh, happy to drop off a care package. Thank you. We don't need anything. I'm dropping one to one of my eldest daughter's buddies who is 6. She's very sad and scared.
Yeah.
Molly was scared for a couple of nights, I have to say. So,
and we've been rightfully saying, you know, we want to try and avoid this, and then we have to go, oh, it's fine, we've got it, but it's fine. Like, where's the line?
No.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, scary. Breathing, heart rate through the roof, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of TV shows I've never heard of, so thank you.
Yeah, I love a person who's like, have you watched this or this or this? You're like, no, let me get my notes out right now. My friend Kate and I, who she obviously has an awesome name, but that's basically all of our texts are just, have you heard this? Have you listened to this? Have you seen this? That's it. My brother arrives from the UK in a week. My sister and dad get here 2 weeks later. They will be meeting my partner of 4.5 years for the first time and here for my Peashoot's first birthday. He's their first nephew and grandchild.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. It's a long and expensive journey. So we thought, what the hell? We'll get married while we're here because with COVID, who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a rollercoaster year having a baby away from family in COVID lockdowns with a tricky start and getting our heads around a diagnosis early intervention. You ladies have been my absolute lifeline and I can't thank you enough. To celebrate 1 year on, you bet we. So 1 year on, you bet we are going to celebrate you. I hope you celebrate.
Oh, man, I want photos.
Yeah, I want photos. Wedding, birthdays, in-laws, family. Oh, all the things we used to take for granted.
I know. And to do, we can't even imagine, P, all that you've been through.
No.
I hope it's an enormous celebration.
Oh, so do I. Hope you get lost in the day and you don't think about other things. Those days are rare but so lovely.
Yes, they're rare. Yeah, when you think, okay, well, everyone's here. Everyone that I care about the most is here. Yeah,
you can't find your phone because you're not looking at it. And oh.
Yeah, I love those days.
Yeah.
Love them. Love them. Love them. I have a ramble for you. I've recorded 2 speak pipes in the last week and then rejected them for various reasons, sound quality, ramble quality. So this is a good opportunity. It's spring here in southern Scotland. Well, it was last week, and then today it snowed. Gorgeous daffodils and gorse blooming everywhere. Sunshine, and it was a balmy 16 degrees on the weekend. He shoot got a heat rash.
I think we've got 16 degrees and I've got the heater on.
I'm loving the fact that we are coming home to Melbourne and Boat Harbour for 2 whole months next week.
Oh, lovely.
By the time this airs, it will be 3 days until we fly.
Oh.
We went into isolation 2 weeks before the flight because case numbers and chronic illness and we haven't had COVID.
Yeah.
P-Shoot hasn't seen her grandparents for 3+ years and she will turn 8 the day after we arrive.
Oh.
She's been rejoicing since we told her a couple of weeks ago that we are going to Australia. She can't believe that she's going to see her grandparents every single day for 2 months.
Yeah.
She is also extremely excited. We were up at 4:30 this morning and trying tiny teddies, cheesels, burger rings, and my first ever lolly bag. It's called a bag of sweeties over here, which is obviously completely different.
Lollies and
sausages
sweeties
are her favorite meal, and she's got a thing about having a sausage sizzle too. She can't wait for that. Oh. We're making tiny fun plans like sausages for breakfast on her birthday and jumping into the pool together and playing with her uncle's puppy and going to a playground that's at a beach and being brought breakfast in bed by her pop. I don't need to tell the piece that I am extremely anxious about the whole thing and that it feels like a ginormous undertaking even for someone who's used to hop around the world like it was nothing. The flight, the transition, the settling into a month of newness twice and all the complexities of getting her to know her family again and then them getting to know her and everyone reconciling their expectations of each other. But this is a what am I loving episode and not a where's my anxiety episode. I am loving spring in Scotland and the prospect of autumn in Australia soon.
Yeah,
I was really moved by the speak pipe a couple of episodes ago, the P with the family coming from France, hearing all that she'd been through without family close by over the last couple of years. Such an incredible mum and a precious pea shoot. Kate and Mandy, you said such beautiful things. As always, with such empathy. It was so beautiful and I felt it deeply. Thanks for being right here beside us through all this mess all the time.
You've all been beside us too. You know, you've been very indulgent of some of our snap peas in the beginning. Now they're lovely, but we were just like, and we can't leave the house and the remote learning's terrible. And like, I don't know why don't everybody love them? They're so great. No, you did listen. Thank you.
Thank you. You indulged us. Yeah, and we can't wait to hear that you're back in Melbourne.
No, we can't wait.
Enormous. We met your mum at the Yarraville show, I think.
We did. Sorry, Ringwood. We did. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. This is our
safe trip on the flight.
Yeah, safe trip. That's a long time to wear a mask. That's what I think. Yeah. And I know nurses are like rolling their eyes at me and throwing their phones. I get it. I get that you do it way tougher and all the professionals. But sitting in a plane and sleeping with a mask, it will be weird. But I mean, worth it to see your family.
Yep.
This is our bean, Gary. What do I love at the moment? Apart from the big, big hearts of K&M, the fact that I'm gradually discovering more and more wonderful dads out there who I didn't know existed.
Yes.
It's hard to get many of them to say much, but they're out there. Yes, they are, Gary, and we love hearing you talk to them.
So that's a reminder. If you've got a dad that wants to speak to Gary, let us know. Just or email us. We'll get straight to him.
A pea sibling.
Yep.
Peeling.
Yep. Or maybe you're a male pea professional. You'd like to talk about your experience. All of it, right?
Yep.
The pea tribe.
Yep. Gary's there, the bean.
Yep, he is.
With bean talks, bean stalk talk.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good news from me. My pea shoot slept in her own bed last night. She got a good rest and we got a good rest and we all feel the difference this morning.
Yep.
Plus, yesterday I was feeling a bit down, so I put my chronic startitis to use. I started some selfish knitting, not for my pea shoot, not for my husband, not as a gift, just for me, and it will be amazing. Check out the colours. She put a photo up. Maybe we can put that up.
It's going to very be bright. Like bright.
Selfish
pink,
knitting.
Purple, you're blue, allowed. Green, and like almost neon yellow. Yep. Very, very bright. It's going to be a beanie. Well, you're going to stand out. You should go to the snow in that thing.
Yes. People will admire it. Definitely. No, you're allowed to be selfish and do
it's
something.
It's not selfish.
For you,
isn't this terrible that we think that actually knitting ourselves a beanie is selfish, right? Women. I know there's some awesome men out there, but women.
Yeah, you have to stop that.
You're incredible, and you deserve to do some knitting on your own. This is beautiful. My pea shoot Hannah is 3 years cancer free this week. We usually celebrate, but of course we're isolating, so we'll celebrate soon. Love to you both, Mandy and Kate. Love to you.
Oh, and there's
you.
A stunning picture
stunning,
of her.
Stunning, stunning picture. Oh, my nothing like a sort of gracious. Sepia picture and a. Little girl in a beautiful
stunning.
White dress.
Oh, 3 years cancer-free. We can't imagine how that feels.
No. Every day you must think about it. Yep.
Nothing fun to report here, not even joking, but you know what I want you to know. I freaking love you girls. I love your rawness. I love your humour, warmth, empathy, insights, and all the people you interview. I love Gary. I love all of your kids, none of whom I have even clapped eyes on, but I bloody love them because your stories generate such love for them. Oh, and I have got one good thing. It's sunny here in Brisbane. Oh. There you go. The rain has finally fucking stopped.
Good.
The coffee shop down the road has started selling the most magnificent vanilla slice I've ever tasted. Apart from my Auntie Rob's, no one cooks better than her. Two good things. I feel better for noticing them. Thanks for that. See you girls make a difference without even trying. Love you both.
That's
lovely. Thank you.
Nothing like my – I've got a coffee shop up the road that I really love, and a couple of days a week they have this – it's like a muesli slice. You can trick yourself into thinking it's healthy, but I think it's got like way more oil and sugar and fat in it than even a Mars bar. But it looks healthy because it's got lots of little nuts and grains.
Delicious.
Oh, I love it so much. When I'm eating it, I'm just like, this is a great day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am the shit.
Yeah, I am. Look at me. I am eating this. And you know the best thing is, Buzz and Woody, nothing on this earth I could do could make them eat that. So they're not going to be like, oh, did you get us one? Oh, no. No. They're like, you eat that, Mum.
No,
it looks disgusting.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yep. This is great. McFlurries from Uber Eats is my pick-me-up this week.
I didn't know.
Yeah, well, around here I can only get McFlurries on DoorDash.
Oh, yeah. Really could do one, actually.
Yeah.
M&M's.
Yeah. So one night a week, I let Buzz and Woody get takeaway, and they normally choose McDonald's from DoorDash.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, sometimes I just go and drive it, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just sitting on this couch in my tracksuit with my bra off.
It's so easy.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And the annoying dog in the street has started crapping on the neighbor's lawn and not mine. Winning.
Look, Look, I'll take that. I know how that feels when I had a cat pissing on my door.
Oh, you really did.
At the speech pathology practice where I work, we have started putting stars on the wall for the kids when they have achieved something significant. The idea is that it's an encouragement for the kids, but also that it helps them feel a sense of belonging, that they're not the only one coming to therapy and working hard. That's true.
Yes. Because
you don't see other people.
No.
As a side effect, I find I smile when I walk past the wall because I get to have these awesome, hardworking kids in my life and see them achieving goals. The stars look like this. Oh, she's put a picture up. Yeah. I'd love to send you a picture of the whole wall, but I have to respect their privacy. Oh.
So.
And someone wrote underneath, I love this idea. The psych where my pea shoot goes has a tree on the wall covered in leaves with similar messages on them. I love that tree so much. It doesn't have names, just occasional initials with goals and milestones that have been achieved. Oh, I feel like I need one in this house.
I feel like that too. Maybe just for stuff I've done. Like this morning, I've got an old dog and she's lovely, but if the lawn is wet, ain't no way. No way she's going to go to the toilet on that lawn.
I know.
So this morning I let her out and she went into the carport and just pooped right by the car. So then when I took Buzz and Woody to school, Woody's like, ah, dog poo, we can't get to the car. I'm like, you can walk around. And so then I've got pea friend Lorraine bought me a pooper scooper picker-upper, you know, like a grabber.
Yeah.
And so I picked it up and then Woody's like, I can't even believe you could touch that thing. It's so disgusting. And anyway, but he's can't even stand the pooper picker-upper, but then happy to get in the car. So I could get a little leaf for today I averted a crisis.
Yeah. There's many of those.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many beautiful messages.
Oh, okay. Lint raspberry chocolate balls.
Oh, yes.
Say no more.
I'm here.
Say no more. Hubby even came to the shops with me to find our favourite cereal and was going to go to other supermarkets to see if they had it, but came back to my trolley with four boxes of cereals, giving him five stars she has, and a bag of Lint chocolate raspberry balls.
Oh, yes.
He's not a man that can be at the shop much, so with a comforted smile, I sent him out to the car to wait for me. Precious moments when your main person gets you.
Yes. Oh, it is.
It really is. Yep.
It really is.
Yep. Wow, it's nearly Easter, so I think that means we can eat chocolate all we want.
Bring it on.
Yep, bring it on.
Molly's right into the Cadbury. It's like a pretend egg. It's got marshmallow inside it, and it looks like an egg when you eat it.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I got her one yesterday. On the front.
It's milk chocolate.
Yep.
And then inside it's got white and yellow, but it's marshmallow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, she said, buy me all of them.
Okay. And now you'll go to the IJ and they'll be sold out.
Raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they will be.
I've been to the movies with Mandy and she takes like a little packet of raspberries and a packet of Lindt chocolate and then we just make our own.
It's the best. yummiest snack. Another little thing bringing me joy, my son has a bento-style lunchbox and on Wednesdays and Thursdays, the days I don't have to rush around in the morning trying not to be late, I pack special lunches. A few minutes of chopping things to fit in little compartments makes him so happy. Aww. And he's done a drawing. A
beautiful drawing.
Lunchbox. Got some strawberries, some carrots, I think some peas.
Or cucumber, I reckon.
Let's say in a minute, something, biscuits.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And cheese and bacon.
Oh, Ritz biscuits.
Bites. Oh, Ritz biscuits and something. And
Cabana bites,
yes.
Sultanas. Wow.
Ritz chips.
Great lunch. And apple juice.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I know. It does feel really good when you do something.
Simple like that. Okay, the strawberries look good. I know they'll like all these foods. I feel happy today. You're going to have a happy lunch.
Yeah.
Rather than Friday when I'm like, okay, we've got some plain rice crackers.
Yeah, that's right. Off you go. There's an up and go in the bottom of your bag. sending big hugs to you, Mandy. These are indeed strange times. My joy this week was watching my pea shoot compete at her second state diving championship.
She was
feeling super stressed a week out because there was one dive she hadn't quite mastered. I contacted the coach to discuss options and he kindly allowed her an extra practice session, a one-time offer, as this was not their policy, but he wanted to give her the chance. She was able to learn the dive and went on to play second in one event and fourth in the other. This was awesome. All after going to her first concert, Delta, the night before. So I had barely 6 hours sleep before turning up at 7:30 a.m. for warm-up. It was such a great experience and she was so proud for being brave and giving it a go. The dive club have been so great at accepting my girl's boundless energy. She bounces on the end of the dive ball in training, patiently waiting her turn, but her body needing to move. She is always smiling, and her confidence in who she and what she is capable of grows every day. I'm so happy for her to see the reward for her efforts, and I know that she is indeed capable, especially when the classroom is much effort, but not always experiencing the rewards like others. Yeah, classrooms are mean like that.
Yeah, yeah. And she's put a video of her, so if you're in the hangout, go and find it. Yep. Have a look.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot, going to your first concert, and that's overwhelming enough.
Yep.
And then to get up and be able to compete, it's huge.
My best friend, Rach, her partner bought Rachel's daughter like 18 months ago or whatever tickets to Delta, but of course it was just, you know, put off. And then on Saturday night, her daughter couldn't find anyone to go with her to Delta. So my beautiful friend Aaron, who's Indian, was born in India, he said, I'm the only brown guy here. And he goes, I'm getting into this. He went and bought himself a Delta T-shirt, had like flashing glasses, and he gave that little girl the time of her life. He's a really good stepdad. He's a really, really good.
What an amazing stepdad.
Yeah, and the rest of us all went out to a party and didn't come because he took that little girl. Well, she's not so little.
Gold star.
Oh, definitely Aaron. Gold star, Aaron. Yep. It was just funny to him sending these videos of flashing glasses. And anyway, they had a lovely time. That's what matters.
What a legend. Mm-hmm. I know this is not generally the crowd to talk to about awards, but last Thursday my grade 2 pea shoot was awarded his first ever Student of the Week award in assembly at school.
I don't mind Student of the Week.
We're up for pea shoot awards.
No.
We're up for meaningful awards.
We are.
Totally.
Yeah.
He was so proud. Since prep, he has spent the vast majority of his time at school, when not in remote learning, isolated from his peers, learning in a separate withdrawal room, one-on-one with an aide rather than in the classroom. Yeah. But this term, after a lot of advocating, he has been integrated back into the classroom and he is thriving.
I'm so glad.
His teacher even wrote the award in P-Shoot's favourite colours and put a sticker of a dog because he loves dogs. It was brilliant, and that's my happy moment. That's a magical peace moment.
And I just want to say to you, you deserve an award because I think you've been doing a lot of advocating to get him back into that classroom, and I'm so glad it's working. And
gold star from us to you.
Definitely. Okay. This is a true P family. Last night, my partner took the gastro shift, protecting our eldest, myself, and our new baby from the poor, sick middle babe. He did this without waking us, enabling a much-needed sleep for us, recovering from head colds. And what a thoughtful thing to do. And thank you, Mandy and Kate, for your vulnerability and strength.
Oh,
that's a nice thing to do.
Gastro.
Because you know you're going to end up with it yourself.
Yeah. It's hard. A new baby, gastro.
No. I mean, no, it's the diabolical. Yeah.
Feeding. Yeah. Changing and you just all
can't,
of it.
They can't get
no
it.
Sleep.
So sick. Yeah.
I am all for the nights with hubby where we watch the new season of Bridgerton. Mm. We both get so animated watching it together. It's the best thing to forget about all the troubles of life and what's going on in the world. That is true. How lovely to be able to watch it together.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's
I'm glad.
Not Darren's cup of tea.
No.
Yeah, but I'm glad. Like, lovely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my family were lucky enough to attend Dream Day at the Melbourne Zoo last weekend. I think there were lots of pea shoots there.
Yes.
We haven't had a family outing in a long time and it was the most fantastic day.
Oh,
my pea shoots highlight were the snow leopard and the penguin keeper talks, ice creams, riding the carousel and trying out their skills with the circus performer. Best animal moment was seeing one giraffe do a wee and having another one have a bit of a drink of it.
Can you imagine the crowd? That's the crowd for that moment.
Yep. I got so many smiling photos. It was great to relax without the crowds and so nice being amongst so many other pea families. Nobody was judging. Big thanks to the Association for Children with a Disability. Yeah.
Oh, magical. Yeah. I went a couple of years ago with Molly and it was just joy everywhere. So I know what that day means.
Yeah.
It's enormous.
Beautiful.
It's enormous.
Yeah.
Just a joke we've heard lots of times this week. I saw a sheep in a swimming costume driving a car today. It was a Lamborghini.
And now we've all heard it, so thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. A Lamborghini. I need a good joke book this week, I think. I think it's what I need to crack out is a joke book.
Joke book. Some dad jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to go and find one. Yeah.
Yep.
We need a bit of joking.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, this one just said that her twins' birthday party was a massive hit. They were stressed. They didn't have a lot of RSVPs, but no one had a meltdown, and it was an amazing day. So that is huge. And a beautiful photo of a beautiful cake and smiling, smiling faces.
Oh, look at those two precious poppets.
Precious.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, because I just said in the message that I was anxious. I've been anxious.
Yeah.
I understand so well the anxiety monster. Hugs. I'm happy first term. So far, my girl has adjusted to school, and that's been huge for us.
Yep.
Oh, it's enormous.
Enormous.
Absolutely enormous.
Yep.
Yep. We know.
Yep, it's enormous, especially after the last 2 years where we couldn't get them adjusted.
Yeah.
I am 10 days into a six-week trip to Australia. I am moving my 19-year-old ASD son to a country he was born in but left as a baby, five other countries in between. My family is full of rectums and it is hard, very hard. And that's not only waiting to set up Medicare cards or bank accounts, but a high point has been that my son is actually doing really well with it. He sees the rectums and he can let it go and challenge some things when he's feeling up to it. This morning, after 3 days of rain, I was able to go on my walk along the beach. We're at the Gold Coast, and I was listening to Glennon Doyle's podcast. Not a regular listener, but her Hannah Gatsby episode is absolutely amazing. I want everyone to listen to it. I know so many families and adults who have gone through such difficult times trying to assess for ASD. For anyone who is not a small boy in their families or themselves, and it covers so many excellent points on the topic. Hope you feel better soon. Yeah, it's really hard to get.
Oh, yes. That is on my list to listen to.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not a regular listener to that either.
No, neither am I.
And I confess that piece.
No, we don't have to listen to it.
No,
she's probably got millions and millions
and
millions.
But I will listen to that. Oh, yeah, she doesn't need me.
No.
She's not going, where the hell's Manny's download?
Thank goodness she can't actually pinpoint where the downloads come from.
me. I don't know how good news you think this is. Maybe it's more a giving thanks post. But after your episode about ADHD and having the lady who was diagnosed as an adult, I think it was the declutter ladies, maybe, made me start to wonder if I had ADHD and realised my mum absolutely was. It's a bit of a long story and quite a journey, so I won't bore you with all the details, but the shortest version, this knowledge slowly started a journey to heal the relationship with my mother because her anger and frustration towards her changed to compassion and understanding. Mm. Most importantly, I've been able to forgive her for a lot of my childhood trauma.
Oh, that's massive.
Finally, on the 31st of Jan, I was formally diagnosed with ADHD and put on medication. Ladies, it was life-changing.
Mm.
Who knew that all my anxiety and regularly feeling overwhelmed was all due to ADHD? Mm. The knowledge along with the medication has helped me be kinder to myself, advocate for myself, and slowly get my life and my family in some sort of order.
Yeah.
It also helped me identify some similar traits in some of my children and prompted me to get all three of my kids assessed for ASD and ADHD. It's taken 50 years, but for the first time ever, I feel like I can actually adult. Thanks to your podcast and your change, you've changed mine and my family's life, ladies, so I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
She's our friend.
She is our friend. She got us together.
She did.
And now we're getting her together. Oh. So that's pretty good.
That's beautiful and profound.
It is really profound. And I think I was talking this week to a friend who was saying, I don't like labels. I don't want a diagnosis. I just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's powerful. And it's powerful for the people around you. Right?
Yes.
Because if you love someone dearly that has autism or ADHD or, you know, PDA or something like that, and you know that they have that, then your love is, you're like, oh, that's why they're doing that. It's not personal.
That's right.
Right? But if that's you right. don't know, you put your own feelings and agenda onto them and you judge them harshly and it destroys that's relationships, right. just destroys
it
them.
It does.
So it's such a valuable tool. You don't have to change who you are. I'm not telling you to go to therapy and become a different person. But
you don't have to tell everyone.
No, but if you know and the people who love you know, oh, it's powerful. And really, really good for the, I think, for the child themselves or the adult themselves to go, oh, that's why I think like that. How awesome. My brain's slightly different. Powerful.
And then they've got a choice.
Yes, they do. They do.
Yeah. About whether they share that, whether and, you know, rather than just not knowing.
Yeah, that's
and feeling
right.
like maybe they don't fit in this world that none of us fit into.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. She got her first bike. She's in love. Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, so cute. So,
well, next one. Well, Mandy, we are currently in isolation. Twin one has a spicy cough and is solitary confinement in her room. The positive is I get a week off work. It might sound selfish, but as you know, I've been working a lot due to significant staff shortages and continued high demand for my ward. So this is a much needed break. I'm glad.
This
and I also
person.
Get to spend some quality time with my own kids. There's so many things I'm grateful for, but here's two recent situations I had the peas and the podcast to be thankful for. Recently, we have had some peas come to my ward, a beautiful young person with CP who I was able to provide the extra knowledge that you've all taught me in order to make them feel safe, supported, and independent whilst in our care. The second is an ASD young person who has difficulty articulating his feelings and thoughts. I cut up a whole heap of picture word cards for him to stick outside his room to let us know where he is at emotionally and his thoughts. I put a mini trampoline in his room because he loves to bounce and as much sensory items as I could find to help him regulate and be comfortable. All of this should be the norm, but it's not my day-to-day life experience and the peas have taught me to be a better nurse. Thank you to you all. Oh, she put a trampoline.
Oh, that makes
me
cry.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's actually, you're an awesome human. And that she has said to me that she worked 120 hours in the last fortnight. She's exhausted because there is no staff.
Yes.
No staff at the Royal Children's.
It's her time to rest.
It is her time to rest.
Yes.
Just putting herself a last over and over and over so that all of our kids can be safe. But it's not fair. The government has to do something about
that. No,
it's not wrong.
Fair. Yep, they do. Yep. Well, I hope the next twin gets it.
You get in 7 days though, so you get 2 weeks home.
Yeah. In seven, that's what I mean. You know what I mean. She's listening. I'm joking, but you know, maybe we'll get 21 days out of this.
Yeah.
Right. It's forced rest.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but Lisa, and the understanding of independence with the people with cerebral palsy in a hospital context is enormous.
Yes.
Because you know, I do all that when we're in hospital.
Yep.
I'm dressing. I'm helping with the toileting. I'm helping do hair, all that sort of stuff. So just a nurse to say, how can we help you feel more independent in this time? If your mum can't or your parent or you've got no one there with you is enormous.
Yep.
Yes.
It really, really is. So
I hope she can rest.
I hope so too.
I'll send her a McFlurry.
Nothing makes your day better like a McFlurry, except for me because I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, no, bummer.
Yep.
Thank you, Peas, for sending all of that in. I knew if I said to you all I needed help, you would help us. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so glad to have Mandy back. Well, for this week, there's two of us. Who knows what next week will be, you know. That's the joy of
anything can happen. It'll be another COVID. Tooth, anything.
Yep, that's right.
I know.
All right. Okay. So, Mandy, I think you can just tell us what made you cry this week.
Oh, I just cried and cried and cried for days and days and days.
Yeah. Everything.
Mainly because I had to pick up Miss 11 from camp.
Yeah, and you were sad. You wanted her to go to camp.
I was just so sad about that.
Really, really, really tried to get her there.
Yeah, you know, through no fault of her own.
No, of course not.
Like nothing has been in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And so that's it. No more primary school camps. Never really had one.
No. It's just impossible.
It's just a loss and it's a sting for the peelings, for the siblings.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
And because everything in your heart just says, for goodness sake, people don't know what the little siblings go through. And their one moment, she's been watching her sisters have camps their whole life.
Yep.
And finally her moment. So it was
COVID.
I just
that 1 week.
I just sat with the sadness. I just cried and cried.
Yep. That's okay.
So I just have to get it out. I mean, I often cry, but this was a different cry.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you?
I've just had an emotional week too, so lots of things made me cry. But nothing that I can like talk about. But I'm all right. I haven't had a bad week. Yep, I'm all right. What's made a difference to you?
Everyone who helped me.
Yes.
Obviously, but the other day I picked up Molly from school. It was her first day back, and one of the mums gave me a Rubik's Cube through the window. And she was handing them out to everybody in the car park.
Really?
And I thought, And I just thought, there's all sorts of the P tribe in the car park at the specialist school.
Yeah.
And so she just knocked on the window and said, "Here." And I said, "Okay, thank you." So I have this tiny Rubik's Cube to remember. That was a moment that made me smile a lot. Mm. So, yeah, it was funny.
Oh, that's amazing. And have you done it? No,
I can't do them.
I love flicking it around, but then I'm like, that's it. It's never getting back to those colours ever again. Okay, so my difference is there's a new show on Netflix called Cake or Not. And
yes,
I love it. Woody loves it.
Yes.
Even the sound engineer will just be walking past and then he just stops. Like it's.
I know.
Is it a cake or is it a bowl of chips? Nobody knows. They're incredibly talented.
So good.
And so we've been enjoying Cake or Not. Well, sorry, actually it's called Is It Cake? That's the show that's been making a difference. I just am incapable of remembering anything, but so it's not Cake or Not. And all of you that have been screaming at the podcast, thankfully the sound engineer came in and said, I don't think that's what it's called. But anyway, also Diet Lime Bickford's Cordial. It is so yummy. It's just like the water still looks like it's clear, like you're drinking water, but it's just got a little hint of lime. And for some very bizarre reason, Buzz and Woody poured it into a medicine glass and drank it straight. But anyway, I don't know why.
Well, see, my kids have not grown up with cordial. So when we got the raspberry cordial, she didn't know we had to add water.
Yes. Well, I think we don't do a lot of cordial. I think they knew they had to. I don't know. They were just being silly, but
they didn't care.
It would taste disgusting like that. But anyway, it's really, really yummy. And if you like lemon, lime and bitters, that's the cordial to use. Yep.
Cool.
So, okay. What made you laugh, Mandy?
Well, it was last night we were watching the Shane Warne funeral.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching with Molly and Miss Eleven. And they don't, Miss Eleven doesn't really know who he is.
Yeah, okay.
So then she said to me, who is Shane Warne? And I said, oh, okay, yep. She goes, didn't he die like 15 years ago? And I was like,
who did you think he was?
She goes, isn't he that guy that like has a wildlife zoo?
Oh.
And I said, no. No, that's Steve Irwin. Anyway, I really laughed about that. But the other thing I laughed about is when there was, and it wasn't a laughing thing.
No.
Of course. It was actually really sad and a really beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a celebration for Melbourne, I felt like, as well. But anyway, there was a montage with the Ed Sheeran song, and there was all the photos of Ed Sheeran and Shane Warne together. And Molly just goes, well, that's a weird combination. Shane Warne with his pearly white teeth.
Yes.
And Ed Sheeran just looked scruffy and they just didn't look like that they would match at all.
Yes.
And the way she just said it, I laughed.
Strange
for
combination.
Ages. I said, I said, look, friends are friends. Doesn't matter.
No, that's right. And opposites attract.
Oh, that's right. It just was.
But I love it when those little just pearls of wisdom come out and you're like, oh. Okay.
That's a weird combination.
Oh, dear.
I think that were the old photos of Ed Sheeran when he wasn't quite as polished.
Yeah. Oh, that's part of his brand, isn't it, that he's, you know.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing that did make me laugh, we have had an abandoned car at the front of our house since the 2nd of February.
Really?
People like to just abandon cars in our street. Yes, it's an ongoing thing.
Oh.
And so I called the police. They came and said it's registered. There's nothing we can do about it. I called the council. They say we can't move it until it's out of its expiry of its rego. So it just has to stay
there.
Just
leave cars there for
it's been so
a year.
Annoying.
Oh,
yes.
I never knew
so
this.
So it's where Amy parks. It's so annoying. So everybody know this. So if you get an abandoned car at the front, you've got not a leg to stand on.
Oh.
So it gets removed 2 days ago since the 2nd of Feb, right?
Yep.
Jeez. From the council. So we're all cheering. My neighbour's cheering. And then yesterday a strange car was parked out the front in the same spot again, and I went straight to Crazy Town. I rang the police.
No, you didn't.
I was like, Yes, I did. Yeah. I said, it's happened again, because I looked in the car and it looked very weird. And so I just called the police straight away and I said, this happened again. And do I have to leave it here until it's expired? I've looked it up on the Vic Roads app. It says June. And they said, yes, that's what's going to have to happen. Anyway, later in the evening, the car's gone. I've put it in the street page. We've got a street Facebook page. And I've said, it's happened again. Does anybody know this car? And nothing's happened. Mandy. And then at like 9:30 at night, my neighbour across the road, whose elderly mum lives across the road, but he comes and visits her. He's in the page. He says, oh, no, that's my mum's cleaner's car. And I was like, what? He goes, it should be gone by now. And I was like, yes, it has gone. He goes, I'll just have to let Denise know. But in the meantime, Miss 11 had written a sign and put it on the tree that said, do not park here, go away.
Oh, my gosh.
And so poor Denise, I mean, we've lost it this week. Poor
you
Denise,
really have.
She's not allowed to park out the front of our house. And so I was dying.
It's so not like you to just jump to a conclusion and do something really quickly.
I know. Well, I let that other car go for 2 months.
Yeah, because you'd think.
But I just.
What are the odds of this?
I thought it's happened again.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So they just dump a car, but they've still got the retro on it. Why don't they sell it? Anyway.
Well, it's stolen.
Yeah, but if it's stolen,
stolen car.
You would report it.
Yeah, okay, I don't know, because then the police rang the phone number and it had a number missing. What a surprise.
Oh,
so
how weird.
Anyway,
there's
poor Denise,
very...
I will apologise
yeah,
to
sorry,
her
Denise.
Next week.
Maybe you can get Miss 11 to put a nice sign. Hi, Denise, we're so happy
I think
you're
I
here.
Will.
Yep.
Well, it's given the street a great laugh.
Yep.
But there you go. There's all my laughs.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, actually, I laughed this week because Mandy and I are tweaking the live show and there's a couple of scenes in it that they're funny. That's all I'm going to say. And,
funny. Yes.
You know, you have to read it back to yourself. And I was like, "This. I hope this is funny, but I think it's funny."
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
And so that
I
was
laugh too.
Nice to just actually get lost in something and write and just be in the zone, and no one was home. Nobody interrupted me. That's it. Very rare, as all of you know.
Yes.
So it was just really, really, really lovely. It's not a make you laugh that's going to make anybody else laugh. Well, not till you buy tickets and come to our shows. But it was just, yeah, that made me laugh this week.
And it gave me great joy to think we're coming back and we're going to see people and we're going to have live shows again
And
thank
Brisbane,
you for getting
we're trying.
It
we're trying Brisbane.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of people looking for venues for us. It's really tricky because everybody, like proper performers, have had to cancel their gigs for 2 years. So they, of course,
that's right.
They rely on this income and they need the venues. So it's tricky when you're just a little tiny podcast like us. But it's not because we don't want to come.
Right.
We just have to find a venue.
We had a great meeting this morning with Aaron from Special Olympics. We're going to do a live show in Tassie in the
we
week
really
the 21st of October.
In October, yeah. We're not sure of the dates. So
in October.
It's in October.
We'll let you know. It's going to be primarily for the Special Olympics athletes and their families, but we'll definitely have some tickets for random.
Random peas.
For random peas in Tassie if you would like to come. So we're working on that. And that's exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
We can't wait. Hopefully. Touch wood, touch COVID. I don't know what you touch anymore, but yeah, hopefully.
That's right. But anyway, we're going to have a live show and it's exciting.
Yep. We're excited. We're off to Live Guy's podcast.
Yes.
He's got a podcast, Saturday Afternoon Fever. We're going to go and see him on the weekend. So that would be
nice.
I can't
wait to go out.
Yep. We will have already be over and done with by the time this comes on, but it's going to be exciting to get into the city and go and see him.
And cheer him on.
Yeah, Melbourne Comedy Festival's back. I've got a couple of, you know, it's so tricky getting out to all of them, but yeah, I've booked a couple of things, so I'm looking forward to maybe going to those. But, yeah, book tickets to our shows, please. We promise you it'll be good. Actually, Sydney's selling really well in that evening if you want that evening show.
Yep.
You better book.
Yep, that's probably going to sell out.
Yep, so, 100%.
Yep.
But the afternoon show. Yeah,
also in Canberra.
Yep, yep. So come and see us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for gifting us this episode.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be back next week with regular programming.
See you, peace.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.